Good morning. Believe it or not, it's Wednesday. We're midweek, headed toward a great-looking weekend. And shocked, I didn't realize this. This is the weekend of the three-foot festival. Isn't that what it's called, Odie? The arts, the three-foot arts festival? That's this weekend. That slipped by me. I don't believe I received any information on it, but that is coming up downtown Meridian this weekend. If you're planning to do some outing, that will be going on. We'll find, see if we can't locate some information on that to give more details. I know that was kind of brief, but at this moment, that's all I know about it. Got told that in passing last night. Well, as we're up in Adam today, we're starting out into the 60s. We'll head into the low 80s today, but expect it to be, well, some showers. Take along an umbrella with you today. We do have a 30% chance of showers, and it should increase the closer you get to lunchtime. Thereafter, after 2 o'clock, there'll be showers there. As a matter of fact, let's pull up radar this morning and show you what you're facing at this point. As we go to Honda Meridian radar, we show that we got a lot of fog to the south here. As you get closer to Biloxi and down on the coast, anywhere near Mobile, Alabama, it's going to be tough there. As you're heading down Highway 45 through Centennial, that two-lane highway, be careful. Just north of Biloxi there, Highway 90, a lot of fog there in the Wiggins area as well if you're traveling 49. And we're over here at Atmore, Alabama. Look at all of that. Now, to our north, we're showing a few showers this morning. As a matter of fact, around Highway 25, these areas there in Louisville, Winston County, as also we see over here in Leake County, a few showers. Let's zoom in a little bit closer here to show you where we are in some locations. Here's Louisville here. If you're going to be heading over to Macon this morning, you're going to get into a few showers, especially there around Crystal Ridge Road, that area, Winston Academy, all east of there, and then Highway 25, somewhere around J&S Food, a few showers there as well this morning, east of Kosciuszko as well. Nothing heavy, but it is kind of slick. Some wet roads there in the Mississippi Delta as well, up to Indianola, all through those areas today. We'll have a complete look at your forecast here in a moment to let you know who, what, and when. Kind of important, isn't it? We'll do that. Right now, let's go to Collinsville. Let's shake all this off and get a good word for the day.
Do you ever wish that you could see God? Boy, I do. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing if God manifested himself right here in this place? Now, it would certainly be overwhelming and scary at first, but I believe that would soon give way to wonder and amazement and joy. Now, the Bible promises that one day for sure we will see God, but did you know that you can get a glimpse of him right now? That's right. Apostle John points out that no one has ever seen God, but then he says this, if we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. I think that means that while we've never seen God, we can get a glimpse of God every time love is shown to another person. Remember, God is love, and so when you see love, you've seen God. So when you give that hug to that person, you're giving them a glimpse of God. When you give to that person and expect nothing in return, you are giving a glimpse of God. When you encourage and build up that person, you are giving them a glimpse of God. When you treat others how Christ treated others, you're giving them a glimpse of God. When you help carry the other person's burdens, you're giving them a glimpse of God. When you point them away from sin and to righteousness, you're giving them a glimpse of God. When you forgive that person for the wrong they did, again, you're giving them a glimpse of God. Beloved, God has certainly shown us love, and we're to love others in the same way. So go show somebody some love today by showing them God. Change begins in you.
The Change Begins in You is brought to you in part by Piggly Wiggly of Collinsville, Patrick Allen Companies, Mitchell Tire and Wrecker in Collinsville, and Mowdy Cabinetry. Welcome back, your friend Scotty Ray. Good morning, Lamar Embry. Good to see you, brother, there. Hope you have a great day yourself there. Robin says we caught her in the kitchen whooping up some roast with veggies. Chicken dressing today. Boy, it sounds like it's going to be a good meal there. Hope y'all prepared a good one as well. A nice breakfast would be nice, wouldn't it, Odie?
Yeah.
We want to work on that. Odie's going to be over there. Mike always tells me about you cooking eggs, so we'll see if Odie can whoop up some scrambled eggs. Y'all bump into Mike Myers and ask him how Odie cooks those eggs. As we begin today, we look at headlines and we often try to interpret what they really mean. The headline says this morning that the Apple CEO is looking at manufacturing phones in Indonesia. Now, there's two ways to look at this. Is he taking jobs away from America? Or is America just too lazy to work anymore? It worries me. It's a little bit of both, I'm afraid, there. There are companies now that, well, years before, there would have been a line to get a job. But not anymore. They think, well, for some reason, the government or you owe them a living. We're worried. What's going to happen to our future in America? Y'all pray. We need bunches of it there. As we look here, do you remember the two mothers that came up missing? We've talked about this. They've made four arrests. They have positively, without a shadow of a doubt, identified the bodies that were found to be them. It looks to be a custody battle, and more details of this will come out. How could someone take someone's life over something like that? Some evil people in this world. Let's see here. Pepsi Cola is recalling some sugar-free drinks. Ginger ale, as a matter of fact, because it's got full of sugar in it. I'm sure it was an accident. They're recalling that. Some people don't like sugar in their ginger ale. Accidents do happen. They'll fix it there. Does it seem, or is it just me, that Republicans just can't get along? Mike Johnson, the guy from Louisiana who is now the speaker, a second person, Republican, has now joined the fight to have him removed. They can't get anything accomplished because they fight amongst themselves. It's ridiculous. Democrats, like it or not, even in their worst of days, always stick together when it comes to a battle nationwide. Republicans just don't seem to get the big picture how to get across the finish line, do they? Close to election and let's fight again. It shows, well, people don't want people who do that. Use some sense here. I'll leave it at that. Y'all remember the California funeral home that there was 190 bodies that were found that they weren't doing their job with?
Colorado.
Was it Colorado? Yeah. It was Colorado. It was 190 of them that they had not done what they were supposed to. They're now also being charged with COVID fraud. There was a lot of that went on. Even in our area, people that turned in false information, yet again, it goes back to what we talked about a minute ago, free money. An easy way out instead of rolling up your sleeve and working for what you get. We've got a new America, and it's called lazy. Speaking of, let's go ahead and talk about the NBA. Ex-Piston William Bynum, you ever heard of him? And there's multiple people involved in this. Insurance fraud. Well, it doesn't sound too bad, except when you get into what they were doing. They were even making up their own false doctor reports to turn in medical claims that didn't exist. Oh, I'm not lying. It's big money. He's going to have to repay $180,000. There's more involved with this. Who would even think of turning in false receipts to get money back from their insurance? Okay, I know. There's people that don't think like you and I. My, it's wrong. It's not.
$180,000 ain't nothing.
I know, yeah. What happened to a handshake being the truth and honesty has gone by the wayside? I'd forgotten about the Unabomber. Do y'all remember who I'm talking about? Ted Kaczynski, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Did you know that he had cancer before he committed suicide? I didn't know all that. He did that in prison, but he'd been diagnosed with cancer. Is that the reason you did it? I'm not real sure. I'd almost forgotten about him. It's been so long since I've seen that name in the headlines. We have a death this morning of a former politician, Bob Graham. Do y'all remember him? He dies at the age of 87. He was the former governor of Florida. We send condolences to his family as that news is broken this morning. Again, I'll turn to a headline in America this morning that makes me go, no, you didn't. How could you? The Los Angeles mayor is pleading with the wealthy to pay for the homeless housing. It's not their responsibility to do this. Everybody get a job, roll up your sleeve, and you can buy your own home. It's not their responsibility to take care of. Now, don't get me wrong. Every now and then, everybody gets down on their luck. So we have unemployment, a few benefits to get you back on your feet. It's not up to society to provide a living for those who don't. Every case is different. I know there's some folks that will argue with me over that. But again, it's not the responsibility of every guy and woman who gets up every day and works 14, 15 hours to pay for somebody else that, well, isn't willing to do the same. We'll be right back with the weather as we begin this day together, won't we? We will. Y'all be with us. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Advanced Auto Glass by Joey can handle all your windshield repair and replacement needs. Service work is guaranteed and covered by warranty. Our technicians are professional, auto glass trained, and have over 100 years of combined experience. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey utilizes in-house calibrations for vehicle safety systems. Most insurances are accepted, and reliable mobile service is available in surrounding areas. Keep cars cool and secure with custom tinting, side mirror replacement, and Aquapel windshield wipers. There's one clear choice in auto glass repair. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey.
The selection is always changing at Massey Supermart Auto Sales with low-mileage cars and trucks. How about a 2022 Jeep Wrangler? Or a 2021 Honda Ridgeline Sport with only 40,000 miles? A GMC Denali? Or a 2024 Silverado 2500? Drop in today and find the car that you're looking for. They're packed with low-mileage cars and trucks.
The low-profit dealer, Massey Supermart.
Your forecast is brought to you by EMEPA, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
As we go back to radar this morning, look at this. We do have some showers pretty good around Grenada now. Duck Hill, boy, it's cutting up there. Greenwood, Mississippi, Itabena. I think you'll remember that from a movie or two there. Raining pretty heavy there. And again, still light showers across Winston County and to our south. We've got all of this fog toward the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Be careful in those areas this morning as we get the day underway and It moves forward. Let's get a little bit further into the forecast now and find out exactly what Mother Nature is going to bring. Again, be ready for around noon today, a sprinkle or two. Could come early. As we take a look here, our record highs, our record lows. Back in 55, it was 90 degrees today. It would be a couple, three, 4 years before that. 51, it was a cold day, 32 on that day. Well, record highs and record lows kind of stay close, maybe years apart, but they're pretty close on temperatures. As we look at the high today, 82. And if you'll notice, Kemper County, Philadelphia, will get a little bit more rain and on in toward Columbus Air Force Base than the Meridian area does. And even southward there won't be near as bad in Clark County. But rain chances here as we see all of this. 82 in McGee, we see 81 in Jackson. And that river looks to be somewhere around 80 degrees all the way down toward Natchez, maybe 83 in that area. As we head east into Bama, we'll see 81 in Demopolis. Cooler in Hamilton, Alabama. Even Gadsden sees 79. But over in Auburn, we look to see 81 there. War Eagle, don't you say? Severe storms are in the forecast come Thursday. Now, again, it's going to be northern Mississippi at this point, the Delta area from Eupora, taking in Cleveland, Greenville, and those areas, and back over west into Louisiana, Bastrop, and those areas. Nothing forecasted for east Mississippi just yet. We'll watch it, but at this point, it's going to stay to the north of us. Now, as we look at this, we're normal across east Mississippi, most of Mississippi, that cooler weather in the northeastern corner there, Corinth area. Otherwise, we've got warmer temperatures making their way into Texas toward Mississippi and Alabama. Now, as we look here, here's our seven-day forecast. Let me back up if I can slow it down to get it right. Here we are, 82 today. As we'll see, that 30% chance of showers decreasing to a 20% and holding steady at that all the way till, well, Sunday when it increases. Looks like we'll get wet for sure. 60% chance on Sunday, and a strong chance there. It could be an afternoon shower coming up on Saturday. We'll look at all of that, monitor that as it gets closer, as we'll have weekend activities planned. By Monday, the rain is out, and we're back to 73. And by Tuesday, look at this, warmer weather, 79, moves back into the forecast. As we go another week and into the 80s, we shall go. Do y'all see what's sitting at the bottom of that? Let that scare you. It says May the 1st. 2 weeks away. I can't believe this year is going this fast. 84 on the 24th. And again, it'll remain in the 80s, basically the 28th, 84, and even up to May the 1st becoming 86. And we'll start feeling some of that summertime weather as we move into May and June. Don't forget that. Let's see what else we've got here. Fishing, what happens today? Let's go over to Chet's Paint and Body. Here we go. Today, major time this morning around 8:30. Should be good till around 10:30. Not bad at all there. It'll be after dark before you get another major time. But a slight chance, minor, if you want to go fishing this afternoon around 4 to 6 p.m. You could get a drizzle while you're out there. The wind's going to be south-southwest 5 to 10. But the news, the good news to that is we won't have those major gusts like we've had the last few days. Oh, you know how it is where you get out and you had a piece of paper in your hand and it's three blocks before you know what happened. You ever opened your door, had something on your seat, and the wind catches it, and it's gone? Chase it for four city blocks trying to get that piece of paper back. Ah, we've all been there. Donna, good morning to you. Arlene, good to see you. May 1st will be your birthday. Woo, remind us. We'll wish you a big birthday then. Let's see here. Good morning to Dana. How are you? Miss Brenda joins us there. Krista, Tony, and Sydney. So many of you up in it. Chet Parker, good morning. We're so glad that you choose us each and every day to bring you your headlines of what's going on around our nation. Now, we're going to get a little bit more in detail, and if I can find a clock over here in about 5 minutes, we're going to go live and bring you what's happening right here in East Mississippi, the best that we know of. We had a horrific car wreck last night. The great news that I can tell you is that they are alive and walked away. Some prayers are needed, but we'll go more into that coming up at 7. Won't you come back? We'll go live in just a moment. We're going to get some coffee going so we can make it for this next hour, and we'll be ready. Won't you join us here at the Scotty Ray Report?
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.